Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Jim Kasperi, the Venture Alliance. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, I guess part of my team didn't show up this morning. It looks like the guys are not working on the boards there. Oh, well.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I knew they'd show up. They never let me down. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Wow, what do we celebrate? Today is a day that we have a lot to celebrate, and being the flag waver that I am, I will save the best for last. But, you know, National Girlfriends Day, I don't know about that one. National Minority Donor Awareness Day, I don't know about that one. Respect for Parents Day, that's a good one. And having beaten anorexia, I will always look at National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. But the most important day today on our list of items that we are celebrating today is National Night Out Day. And that's observed annually on the first Tuesday in August. It is a community police awareness raising event all across the United States. And you know that I'm a big fan of the law enforcement officers, of our friends here in Anaheim. Anaheim Police Department come in and visit us on a regular basis. No, they're not visiting for any nefarious reasons. It's because we like to support what they're doing. So check them out. Today is National Night Out, so check out the police department. Say thank you to them. Join me in my mission. When I see law enforcement, if you can buy them a cup of coffee, buy their breakfast, buy their lunch, whatever, when they're in uniform, I know they don't need it. I know they don't necessarily want it, but it doesn't ever hurt us to say thank you and remember what they're doing for us every single day. Checking out the markets this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's up 95 points right now, 21,986. We are on Dow 22,000 watch. Don't want to say anything here because I know that I've got some people that watch us on a regular basis. They don't want to give President Trump credit for anything, but I will just go on record and saying November 8th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was about 18,100. I know it's just a coincidence. Nothing's been done. It's all just a show. But, you know, something, if we can get this show going, let's take the show. It's fine. It doesn't bother me. Now, we are looking at 22,000. We may hit that one sometime today. Core PCE, the price index, rose 0.1% from May, matching consensus, 1.5% higher than a year ago, same time. Fed wants our inflation to go up to 2%. We're a little bit below that. Personal income, flat. We wanted to see that one grow, but it did not. So that's not a good issue right there. What's going on in Washington? Is anything going on in Washington? I know we've seen a little bit going on in Washington. I guess there's always something going on over there in Washington. The Republican lawmakers, the swamp, they're at odds right now with the president. They don't like the idea that the president said that maybe he's going to stop the subsidies to Congress. They're not going to pay 70% of their health care bill. Is anybody paying 70% of your health care bill? Just a question mark there. But that's what Congress gets from a regulation, not a law, regulation put in place by President Obama. And I wonder about that. The other thing that lawmakers are a bit upset about, this is one that I find fascinating, is that through these different carve-outs, the president gets to decide how much money they're going to give to insurance companies. Now, how could it be that the president decides how much money goes to an insurance company? You know, my days in government, and I know it was a long time ago that I haven't had a government class in quite a while, but I thought that all that stuff had to be done through a law, through the Congress. I thought expenditures started in the House of Representatives. Maybe I'm missing something. If that was the case, then wouldn't that mean that you can't have a presidential action that's going to change that? I just might be missing something from the Constitution, but at least that's the way I remembered it. Maybe things are changing. Maybe they changed under the last administration. Maybe they'll change back under this administration. Who knows? We will see what goes on with that one. Then we see another one. This is fascinating to me. A court telling the EPA that they need to enforce the Obama methane pollution rule. Now, there's a little bit of a conflict here because the Obama rules are being in conflict with the Trump rules, and it's all based on rules, not laws. So I wonder what the court is judging based on. What are they ruling on? I thought the court's rule or the court's job is to interpret law. And if the law didn't come out of Congress, if it wasn't signed or passed in Congress, signed by a president, What are they ruling on? So it'll be interesting to see what happens right there. We'll move right along and see what's going on. I love this story. Well, I shouldn't say I love this story. I found this story fascinating is really the correct term, because I just could not believe that in the United States of America, we could have these kind of stats. And this is, well, just only in the largest state of the country, Taxifornia. See a recent article. This came out from Prosperity Now. 37% of California households have no cash in the bank. No cash in the bank. Can you imagine that one? 37%. They're living paycheck to paycheck or welfare check to welfare check. They don't have any money. So if anything happens, whether they have a debt or whatever, they can't pay for it. Big credit card debts, they do get those. It's amazing how that one happens. The study also says 60% of whites own homes compared to less than half of people of color in California owning their own home. Racial breakdown of households without savings breaks down 61% of Latino households, no savings. 57% of black households, no savings. 28% of white households, no savings. This is a scary part of the state of California, state of confusion, because every time there's some sort of government or federal tax reform, the state says, well, I'll just take that money and we'll spend it for you. Think about that. And then we saw with our friends over at Chapman University, where their studies are showing that the higher income earners are voting in California, but they're not voting at the election booth. They're voting with their feet. They're leaving the state. As this continues to happen, as these folks continue to say, you know something? Yeah, but no thank you. I've got friends of mine who have made the decision that their corporate offices are in Nevada. Their corporate offices are in Wyoming. Why do they do that? Now, it depends on what kind of business it is, and I'm not going to give you any kind of tax advice. I'm not giving you legal advice, but I am just an observer watching that people are saying, you know something, we're going to move out of the state. Yeah, we'll have a second home in the desert. We'll have a second home at the beach. We'll have a second home in some instances at the mountains. But they're saying, you know something, my primary residence is not going to be in Taxifornia. As that continues and you start looking at these exact numbers that I just shared with you, where people are not tied to the state by residence, they're not tied to the state by having any kind of revenue or any kind of savings, what do you think is going to continue to happen with the state budget, the state deficit? Do you think that the unfunded liabilities are going to continue to grow? Now, there are not too many people, some of the greatest...
those guys finally woke up.
Some of the greatest investors in the world do not budget a 7% return on investment. Yet CalPERS, that's what they budget, is 7%. It's not going to happen. So if these things are not going to happen, where do we continue to go with these issues? How can the government, the state, the Taxifornia, our legislature continue to do these things? And I'm going to share this other part with you real simple. Continue to do what you've been doing. See if anything changes. It's not going to change. We're not going to see that the budget is going to change. We're not going to stop money. We're not going to put money into the roads in lieu of putting money into a railroad that starts where nobody is and goes to where nobody wants to go to. That's just the agenda of Sacramento. As long as we continue to put the same people there, we're going to get the same results. So why would we see anything where it would change that this number of 37% of households in California – no cash. We're living paycheck to paycheck. Think about this concept. They're talking about, Well, the governor just put through another new gas tax, right? Do you think the rich care about a new gas tax? No, they go and buy a Tesla or they do whatever they're going to do. They don't even mind buying premium gasoline. So who gets harmed by this new gas tax the most? Who does it affect the most? It's the working person that's got the 1972 Pinto, right? They're out there having to put more gas in it and pay more in taxes, and the state says, we're looking out for the working person. Really? What working person are they looking out for? Take a look at these things and go to Prosperity Now. They're the one that did this entire research report. Don't believe me. I'm just sharing the information that I read there. I'm going to say that, and I always give you the information that I find legitimate. You know, if it's something that I can't substantiate or I don't believe, I'll tell you that I don't substantiate, I don't believe it. Go look it up yourself. These are not hard things to find. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You know, I don't like giving you these doom and gloom stories without giving you solutions. So we're going to talk to Jim Gasperi this morning. How about starting your own business? I love watching outside. There's a gentleman washing cars right now. It's his own business. Do you think he's out there broke? I don't know, but at least he's out there working his tail off to make a difference. Love that idea. We're going to also talk about don't get caught up in the rental trap, sending a kid to college, some credit card tips, the real reason so many millennials still live with their parents. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Robin, Gina, Chad, everyone else. Hey, share the Facebook Live video so we can get this information out to as many people as possible. We've got some great information. Our guest is loaded with information this morning, the real-time real estate segment, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The subject this morning, be careful not to get caught in the rental trap. There are many benefits to home ownership. One of the top benefits is being able to protect yourself from rising rents by locking in your housing costs for the life of your mortgage. Don't become trapped. A recent article by Consumer Affairs addressed the continuous rise in rents, stating, and I quote, "The cost of putting a roof over your head continues to go up. Not only are home prices still rising, but the cost of rent rose 0.5% in June," unquote. Additionally, in the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University's 2017 State of the Nation's Housing Report, it was revealed that despite a slight improvement from 2014, fully one-third of U.S. households paid more than 30% of their incomes for housing in 2015. 30% of their incomes. Renters continue to be more likely to face cost burdens. The number of cost-burdened renters, 21 million, considerably outstrips the number of cost-burdened owners, 18 million, even though nearly two-thirds of U.S. households own their homes, unquote. These households struggle to save for a rainy day and pay other bills, including groceries and healthcare. It is cheaper to buy than rent. As we previously mentioned, the results of the latest rent versus buy report from Trulia shows that home ownership remains cheaper than renting with a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in the 100 largest metro areas of the United States. You got to know your options. And the bottom line is, if you're looking at renting, if you are renting, give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Let's put you on a game plan for home ownership. Maybe you're not ready right now, but I promise you we can put you on a plan that will get you there in very short order. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. One of my favorite things in the entire world, I've always been in this arena. I love entrepreneurialism, and Jim Kasperi is with us. He's with the Venture Alliance, and you look at Jim's resume. I'll post it online, but it's an amazing list of achievements, but one of them that I just found fascinating, evaluated over 500,000 entrepreneurial companies. Can you imagine that? 500,000 entrepreneurial companies. And when you evaluate that many companies, you know, a lot of information sticks, and you can just add that to a wealth of knowledge. It becomes like a library. And we get the luxury or the honor of chatting with Jim Kasperi this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited. I looked at the some of our topics that we're going to discuss this morning, and you know, I must admit I shared this out there on our social media. But I'm a Shark Tank fanatic. I like watching Shark Tank. I like watching the way those guys think. I do, must admit, I watch it on TiVo or whatever the newest world is, because I don't want to watch all the commercials and you can, you know, all the snaps. Is there any legitimacy to what those guys are doing?
Well, there's some legitimacy to it. It does have some reality factors that go into it. I mean, one of the things you always hear them ask is, you know, how much have you sold? What's your profit margins? You know, what do you think you're going to do next year? These are the kinds of things that every investor is going to be interested in, an entrepreneur that's looking for something more than just a lifestyle type of business. If you're going to swing for the fences and try and create a real empire, then any decent investor is going to want to know what your vision is, what your potential is, and really, most importantly, what you've done in the past. If you've done nothing in the past, there's no guarantee you'll ever be able to do anything in the future. So Shark Tank has some good rules that you follow in entrepreneurism, but one of the things about Shark Tank is you're never going to see a guy come in there and say, I've got the latest surgical instrument that is going to operate on the brain and make you a better person because we've got this instrument that'll fix what's ever wrong with your brain. They're,
sure.
They're into consumer products. And, you know, because you got guys, you know, on that on the Shark Tank that are mostly consumer product oriented, you know, the gal that does the QVC, you know, I mean, you
sure.
sell things on QVC. You're not trying to sell a medical instrument. You're trying to sell a bracelet or a watch or something like that. That's what they're interested in because that's what their strength is.
And it seems to me that the questions that they ask are like the items that might be less than one sentence when somebody's doing a business evaluation, right? I mean,
yeah.
How much did you sell? How much did you make? How much, you know, what's your market? You know, those are kind of the basics. Those really don't tell us, you know, a whole heck of a lot. So what are investors really looking for when they're trying to evaluate an entrepreneurial company?
Well, at the end of the day, the bottom line, you know, pure what's in it for me is the most important question. Can I get my money back by investing in you? Can I make a decent profit better than the 5% that I might make if I invested it somewhere else? So if I can't see a way to get to that point, not worth it.
But when you're looking at entrepreneurs and venture capitalists, is there any type of usury laws or anything like that? I know I was watching the other night on one of the Shark Tanks, and they're talking about they're going to give them a loan at 18%, and the people were real excited about that.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's it's kind of like if I it's like the golden rule. If I have the money, I make the rules.
Okay.
Okay. So and if I think that the risk on you is greater than what I would ordinarily think in somebody else, I'm going to charge you a higher rate. Because I want to make sure that I have a chance of getting things back. If I'm in a bidding war, for example, if I'm in a bidding war with the other sharks, you know what happens when the sharks are bidding against each other. The deal gets better, right?
Sure. Well, you know something? I watched on one of the – I used to be a big fan of watching Jim Cramer mm-hmm. on TV. And it was, you know, he's a hedge fund guy. And one of the comments that he did is he said, you know, I'll put a little bit of money in a lot of different places
mm-hmm.
because I know that 4 out of 5 are going to fail, but one of them is going to be the home run that will make up for everything. What are some of the biggest reasons that these companies fail?
Well, they fail because they don't really understand their market. You know, an entrepreneur gets into something that he thinks sounds good on the surface, and he puts a lot of money, time, and effort into it, and then it just flat out doesn't sell. And if you don't understand your market, you're definitely not going to be successful. One of the big things that a typical investor would look for is that if you got a guy that comes before you and says, I've just invented a rocket ship that will fly to Mars. And you go, well, that sounds great. I mean, the world needs a rocket ship that goes to Mars, right?
Sure.
But he says, what are you doing now? What's your day job? He says, oh, I'm a baker over in Santa Ana.
Yeah, might be a little.
What's the stretch point here? A baker in Santa Ana invents a rocket ship to go to Mars. That doesn't sound
a little incongruity there,
yeah,
right?
A little incongruity. The bigger the incongruity, the less likely the guy is going to be successful.
So now, in the opening, I mentioned that you've evaluated over 500,000 companies, and I never looked at the math. You know, dividing that out by 365 days. Is it through metrics that you're looking at, or is there specific items that go into these fundability scores that you're looking at, or how do you do that?
Well, it started from a logical process. I started out as an angel investor. I founded a couple of angel groups, one national. We put together the first national angel investor group.
What is an angel investor?
Very good question. An angel investor is someone who has a lot of money and not necessarily a lot of brains.
Okay.
They think they do because they made a lot of money. So theoretically, because they made a lot of money, they have a lot of smarts. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we first started having companies like Microsoft and Apple and some of these big high-tech companies made a ton of money for the people that founded them, they had a lot of money. And about in the 1990s, they started really coming into vogue, and they started assembling in groups. And these groups would get together and said, you know, let's invest our money together. Well, they're part-time guys that don't have a lot of experience other than maybe one big success in their life, but they really want to go back and help other entrepreneurs to succeed. It's kind of like the Shark Tank, but, you know, again, everybody has an angle. Everybody has something that they want. But these angel investors would look at companies and help them get off the ground. I mean, the way a company basically grows is, in theory, the entrepreneur starts out by getting the company off the ground with his own sweat and his own money. Then he might go to friends and family and say, hey, Uncle Ron, would you help me out? And, you know, I need a little bit of money to get, you know, buy a computer or get this piece of equipment. So Uncle Ron helps out with a little bit of stuff. Then he goes and he gets to a point where he can't do it anymore on his own money or his family money. So then he goes and talks to angel investors, and they will invest anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million typically into an entrepreneurial company. And then when he gets really a little bit more momentum going, then he gets attracted to the venture capitalists who write $5, $10, $50 million, $100 million checks.
Wow. So we're going to talk, when we come back, I want to talk to Jim Kasperi about how much does a typical company need? I mean, talk about $50, $100 million. I mean, they're starting to get into some serious dough right there. So we're going to talk to Jim about that when we come back. We'll also talk about sending a kid to college. Are they going to learn the right thing? Are they going to learn any of this information in college? That's a big question, Mark. So we'll talk to Jim about that as well. And the real reason so many millennials are living with their parents. We'll talk about that one as well. I might need to understand that one even better myself. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Bob. Glad to see you joining us as well this morning. Thanks for sharing, Robin. I appreciate that. Also, the Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are wrong. That's why I share that information with you. Been looking at credit reports since the 90s. I have never, ever, never seen a completely accurate credit report. Not one. And I've seen some credit reports. The highest, almost a perfect credit score is 850. The highest I've seen is 834. And I did find errors on that report as well. So they're all wrong. It's amazing. My last numbers I heard was there were 600,000 complaints a year to the FTC over credit scores. Think about that concept. Any other business you know of that can get away with that? I haven't seen any, but that is the way it works there. Credit card tips that can help you sending your child to college. Number one, explore cards with a longer or a long 0% APR period. That would be the interest rates. You're looking for some items that the kids need for school, laptop computers, furniture. Try checking out the credit cards that go with those companies. I know Apple has one. I know that Dell has one. But you can get a 12-month or 18-month period of no interest. Pay it off before that interest comes due, because once you get past that introductory period, you're in trouble. Check out the Get Money Back cards, the cash back cards, 2% cash back. It adds up. Consider store cards, branded cards. Use reward points. How about paying tuition with a credit card? That way you've got some points, and then you can use those points. Maybe you want to go visit your child at school. Just a number of different areas there. I'm not going to go through the whole report because I want to get on with our guest here this morning. If you want a copy of the full report, give me a call, 800-306-1990, or you can just go and post something right on any one of the social media channels. We are on all of them, ron@ronsiegelradio.com. Continuing our conversation this morning, Jim Kasperi, the Venture Alliance, is with us, and we're chatting about being an entrepreneur. But one of the biggest challenges, and I know you, Jim, you know Jim Sando, he's been in, and we've talked about on the other side of it. Jim has said some great information on sharing with us from the idea of outsourcing, right, getting extra help. We're talking this morning a lot about finance.
Right.
One of the biggest challenges I've seen in many, many venture or startup companies is they just don't have enough money and they don't know where to go and get the money. What is a typical – how does a typical company figure out what is needed in funds?
Well, it depends on the company. I mean, if you're trying to – going back to the illustration of building a rocket ship to Mars – you need a lot of stuff.
Sure.
It's going to take a ton of money. If you're going to be washing cars out in the parking lot, you don't need quite as much money or equipment in order to get there. So depending on the size of the company you're trying to build, the amount of money that you require will vary. Now, the kinds of things that angels and venture capitalists deal with are companies that are really trying to swing for the fences. They're not trying to establish a lifestyle-based entrepreneurial company that'll just support them and their family. They're trying to, you know, build something that's huge, that's exceptional, that's going to make a difference on the country and the world, and it's going to make a ton of money.
They're trying to find the next iPhone.
They're trying to find the next iPhone, exactly. So if you're trying to build something like that, where you are going to need a lot more than friends and family money, then those kinds of companies typically need enough money to get what we call runway velocity. And runway velocity is where you're actually coming off of the runway with enough momentum to get yourself to break even. And that amount of money for a real iPhone-type company is going to be about $25 to $30 million.
Wow. And so then you really have to be – it's not the – when you're looking at that kind of money, it's not just writing something on the back of a napkin.
No.
So you've got to really have a good plan. Do you have to have a corporate structure in place, or can that be something that you're working on?
Well, again, for friends and family, Uncle Ron does not care if you have a corporate structure because Uncle Ron loves you. But once you get to an angel investor, a venture capital investor, they don't want to invest in anything that isn't a corporate structure. And the most common corporate structure is going to be what is called an LLC or a C corporation. A C corporation is less popular these days because it doesn't have the tax pass-through laws that you can get with an LLC. And a lot of people will prefer to invest in an LLC because you can take the profits, make distributions, declare that as passive income to the investors, give them a regular, you know, check in the mail. So you got the monthly mailbox money. Investors like that. Okay. So, but you do have to be a legitimate corporation in order to accomplish that, which means you're going to need an accountant, you're going to need a lawyer. Patents are another big question that companies have to decide on. I'm not such a big believer in the fact that you need patents because patents require that you declare your secrets to the government.
Just what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly what you want
to
do.
They're going to protect them for you.
Oh, yeah, they're going to protect them for you real big time. So I prefer the black box kind of thing where when you if you can protect your secret within a box that nobody can figure out or reverse engineer, that's a really great way to go, and it doesn't cost a lot of money to do that.
What about the idea of where you've got your corporation or your LLC set up?
Well,
states of incorporation, is that important?
It's very important. And for example, most professional investors will not invest in a company that's incorporated, for example, in the state of Nevada. And the reason why is the state of Nevada actually does not require you to tell the investor who owns the company, who are the people behind the company. You can hide a lot of stuff from the investor that otherwise is required to be revealed in other states. So you don't want to do that. You probably don't want to invest in companies incorporated in the state of Delaware because Delaware requires a whole huge amount of shares. They don't let you come in and start out with maybe 1,000 or 5,000 shares in the company. You have to have multiple hundreds, if not millions, of shares in the company because they charge you a fee based on the number of shares you have in your company. So it's a real logical but nonetheless a trap for the companies that, you know, that will incorporate in the state of Delaware. And, you know, each state has a little bit of a slightly different nuance, but those are two that are, you know, really big problem areas for most investors.
Interesting. So I would have thought Nevada would be a good one just because of the tax benefits.
And a lot of people think that, and they go down that road, and then they find out that investors won't write the check because there's a big question mark about who's behind the company and what they're doing, and things like, well, if you do have patents, who owns the patents? You can hide that. Who's invested in the company? You got Guido from the mafia is invested in the company, but you can hide that from the investors, so they don't know the mafia owns the company. And in Nevada, that's a big possibility. You know.
Interesting. So again, so it goes back to some of the things that I've shared many, many times with you on Ron Siegel Radio. You got to have professional guidance. I mean, how many people? I bet if you ask 20 business people to name three states that you want to incorporate in or have your structure in, I would say 18 of them are going to say Delaware and Nevada.
Yeah, they're very
right?
Common answers.
Those are common. I hear Wyoming is another big one. I don't know whether that's a good one or bad one. But again, this goes back to the same idea of we're going to talk about the where issue in the next segment. So make sure you where do you get this information? So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But PR firms, is that something that's a biggie? I mean, I know we – you're obviously going to have a CPA if you're going to do these kind of things. Accountant's not going to cut it. A lawyer that's going to be looking over things. What are the idea about PR?
Well, PR is, again, a function of the kind of product you have. It's the kind of product that needs – this more of a consumer product, needs a lot of exposure. That's one thing. So a PR person becomes very, very important in those situations. But if you kind of have the kind of product that's sold, you know, business to business one at a time – different kinds of PR comes into factor. You may not need it initially. You might be able to go out there and start the process going, and then once you get a little bit of momentum, bring the PR guy on. But if you had a consumer product, you really need some kind of a social media expert going with you or helping you with the digital marketing process and the, you know, advertising on Facebook, advertising on LinkedIn. How do you do that? What's involved? Using YouTube as a methodology for getting the message out. You got to know these things, but unless you're an expert on it, you need an expert to help you.
That's some great information there. One of the items that I want to find out is how far out do we have to be looking? I mean, when you started talking in the last segment, we were talking about with the investors, they're looking at, you know, $25-50 million. Is that going to be a 5-year horizon, a 1-year horizon, the burn rates? We want to talk about that. I want to find out from you, where do we get information about these kind of issues? And the other thing that I want to find out is dilution. So we're going to talk a little bit about all of that when we come back with Jim Kasperi. The Venture Alliance is the name of his company. We'll also talk about reasons so many millennials still live with their parents. Maybe they're not getting the information they need. Well, you can get the information you need. You know where to go. You just have to call 800-306-1990. That's our off-air number, 800-306-1990. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only company that I know of with the FastPass loan approval. FastPass loan approval. Notice I didn't say pre-approval because there's no pre about it. The underwriters already reviewed the entire file. So basically, you can go about 17 days and go from contract to close of escrow. And most of those days are government-mandated waiting periods. So think about that concept.
if you're looking at buying a new house. The real reason so many millennials still live with their parents. Recently, a U.S. Census report confirmed something many millennials like me know all too well. As part of 2015, as of 2015, one-third of the 18 to 34-year-olds, one-third of the 18 to 34-year-olds still lived at home. I got three of them. That's why I know it too well. And they're still living in that age group and living at home, beating out all other living arrangements, including cohabitating with a partner or living alone for the first time. Older generations like to attribute this to laziness or entitlement, saying we lack ambition or are coddled by the parents. But that's a clouded argument. There are some lazy kids in every generation. But do you really think a third of them are that way? I don't think so. As a millennials in this category, I talk to my kids about it all the time. Student loans is the number one reason most of them are concerned with. Student loans. I've shared that with you. I won't even get into my thoughts on why we have so much in the way of student loans and the two-second solution to it. Finding great jobs. Maybe you got to listen to what Jim Kasperi is telling us about creating your own business. Rent is too high. Parents are struggling too, thinking there's some sort of a silver bullet out there. Go out there, get a job, or create a job or jobs. That's the whole issue. I always like the idea of, are you signing the front of the check or the back of the check? That's a biggie. We're going to continue on those conversations in the days and weeks to come. But today we're talking with Jim Kasperi. The Venture Alliance is the name of his company. So, Jim, I got to understand this because, I said this earlier in the broadcast. I didn't do the math. But evaluating 500,000 companies, explain that a little further for me.
Well, it's over a course of about 17, 18 years, so it's been a long time. And the number one motivation for an entrepreneur to come and see us is because they want to raise money. And they don't know how to do it.
Sure.
And when you're getting in front of an angel investor or even in front of a family member, you oftentimes have only one chance to make a good first impression. And if you blow it, you've blown it. And not only will you not get money from that person, but they'll probably go around and tell 10 or 15 other people, don't talk to Jim Kasperi because he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't have a good handle on his business, and it's not worth your time. And when that happens, like we know, bad news always spreads faster than good news.
Absolutely.
And that's just death for an entrepreneur. If an entrepreneur understands that concept, then they come to us and they say, look, we want your help to show us what we need to know. Do a little in-depth analysis of where we are, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. What do we have to change? Who do we have to talk to in order to get somebody to pay attention to us? And we have entrepreneurs that do that for that reason. We have angel investors that will bring an entrepreneur that they like, but they say, this guy's not ready, but I like him. I want him to go through your process. So I'll see as the first part of my due diligence whether or not this guy can learn new tricks. If he can't,
is he coachable?
Is he coachable? Exactly. If he's not coachable, I'm not going to invest in him. So we get angel investors and venture capitalists bringing us entrepreneurs to take a look at. And then we've been a master of putting together lists of entrepreneurs. Our ultimate goal is to create the single best private equity investment grade entrepreneurial list that angel investors and venture capitalists can go to and invest in. And that's where our ultimate end game is for our business. And we're doing that in partnership now with Pepperdine University to see that that happens.
Tough place to do things. I've gone to Pepperdine a couple of times for graduation ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And boy, I'm not sure how anybody studies at Pepperdine. That is such a beautiful, beautiful campus.
Well, the beauty about Pepperdine, and this is how I got where I got my MBA, is they've got satellite places where the professors come to you. I actually took my MBA in Irvine.
Okay.
A lot of people take it all over the country and all over the state, so it makes it a lot easier. But the one thing that was really important to me, I did want to graduate in Malibu.
I can imagine that nowadays it's probably even easier. They can really take it to you because, you know, with the internet and Zoom and some of these other tools, it's pretty simple to be able to get that education wherever you want, as long as you have a desire.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the whole thing. Now, I wanted to chat with you real quick because I know we're about out of time, but a couple of other issues. You know, you look at I hear some dilution issues. And again, I can only, because I've never gone through the venture capital process,
but I have listened to some of the thought process of the guys on Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's right or wrong or whatnot, it's just a thought process you listen to. And they talk about people coming up there and they don't own enough of their own company. So they've gone to maybe an angel investor, they've gone to a crowdfunding or something like that. And now they've given away so much of their company that they can't get the next level, call it a venture capitalist or a shark or whatever they are, involved. Is there a percentage area that they want to make sure that the owner still has? Is there rules of thumb there?
Absolutely. I mean, in fact, you know, if you use Shark Tank as the way of getting kind of a handle on this, you'll probably never, ever see a shark offer to own more than 51% of an entrepreneur's business. And every time they offer 51%, I want to own 51% of your company, you look at the entrepreneur and ask, why are they doing that? And they're saying, this guy's out of control. This guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's got a great product, but I'm not so sure I can manage this person or whether they're coachable or teachable. So I want to own 51% of his company so I can control him. But other than that one particular example, most of the time, a professional investor does not want the entrepreneur to lose control of their company because I'm partnering with you. And if I partner with you and you can't control the company, then my money is going into a group of people that I don't know, understand, and can't control. And as a result, my returns are compromised. So, yeah. Entrepreneurs all the time, they'll give up too much money to Uncle Ron or they'll give up too much money to an angel because they'll get into a situation where the angel says, hey, either you give up this much equity and I own this much of your company or we don't do a deal. And he's been out 18 months just pounding the pavement, trying to get somebody to believe him and write a check. And this is the only guy that showed any interest. So they say, yes. And then once they do that, you know, the angel, like I said, the angels are rich people that don't have a lot of experience in investing in companies. And so when they do that, not so much today, because angels are a little bit smarter today than they were 10, 20 years ago. But still, angels don't have the same day-to-day experience investing in companies. And so when they write a check, they don't always understand what the consequences are going to be for them as well.
Interesting. Is there a better – if I was just – I know my belief is that if you're going to be an entrepreneur, it's something you're already passionate about, mm-hmm. that you just try and build a business around. But if you're not sure and you're trying to get out there searching and you're the individual that really is just trying to find themselves, am I better off looking at product or service?
Product all the time. Services, people don't invest in services because the phrase we always use is that if you have a services company, all your assets go home at night.
Okay. So it's not scalable.
Well, it can be scalable, and there's certainly, you know, Bain is one of the larger consulting companies on the planet. They've made a big, you know, they've certainly made a lot of money, and they've done very well. But, you know, at the end of the day, there are people who they've taught certain consulting processes. All those resources go home, and if one particular one is bringing a lot more business, doing a lot more for the company, and they get lured over to another consulting firm, you can't replace it.
Absolutely. So the biggest question then comes up is, where do I go to learn all this stuff?
Well, that's a good question, and there's no real one good answer. The answer is most entrepreneurs tend to be so heads down in building their business that they don't go out and talk to people. They need to get out and network. They need to meet a variety of lawyers because they're going to need a good lawyer, and they need a lawyer that understands entrepreneurial companies. They're going to need a CPA to help them with the accounting aspects of it. They need a CPA that's done this for an entrepreneurial companies before and understand some of the tricks and traps and places that they need to be aware of. They need to go out and find other entrepreneurs that have started their companies that have experience and have paved the groundwork ahead of them. You need to have a variety of people that you can tap into and make an advisory board or board of directors or whatever you want to call it, but people that you can trust to give you the information you need. And if you don't go out and seek it and get it, you're going to be extremely disappointed when you learn it the hard way.
You go right there because you're going to learn it one way or the other.
Yeah.
You can either learn from somebody else who's walked that path, or you're going to learn it the hard way, the school of hard knocks, and that's not always so pleasant.
No, not at all.
Great information as always. I love chatting with folks who have been down the path and, again, have the heart of a teacher. Jim Kasperi, thanks for bringing that heart with you this morning and sharing with us. Be sure to set that first radio reset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today.
And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.